My name is David King. I'm an author, designer, photographer, and I'm particularly interested in the visual history of the Soviet Union. I have a massive archive collected over about 30 years of 250,000 images of Russia, mainly political and social. The heyday of the falsification of photographs and art in Stalin's Russia was between 1925 and 1953, Stalin's death. Unfortunately, it did continue beyond there. Retouching in the Soviet state started with the elimination of Trotsky, with Trotsky's exile, first of all, from Moscow and then from the Soviet Union. And all the supporters of Trotsky and the left oppositionists and the other various anti-Stalin politicians, they were all started to be eliminated from photographs from the late 1920s onwards. You have a dual thing going on here. You have a political elimination and you also have a visual elimination. There's a photograph, for example, of Lenin talking to troops outside of the Bolshoi Theatre in May 1920. He's speaking from a wooden podium. It became a sort of a Soviet icon, really, in the same way as the hammer and sickle or the red flag. To the right of the picture, Trotsky and Kamenev are standing on the steps. Now, this photograph was so famous during the Soviet period and during the time that Trotsky was still in power. Yet, from the middle 1920s, the photograph was never seen again in its entirety. Either it was cropped, or else both Trotsky and Kamenev were airbrushed out of the picture, and for 70-odd years, they were never seen again. Retouching, even for the official newspapers and journals and magazines, took place very much on an ad hoc basis. There was no enormous skyscraper where legions of scissor men and retouchers worked into late night. It was much more done on a word-in-your-ear sort of basis of an editor coming down and saying, we can't have this person, could somebody in the art department possibly eliminate them from the photograph? The question of personal responsibility meant that if there were people in your family who had been arrested, you had to eliminate those people as well with scissors or with India ink or just scratch them out. There's another photograph which is very strange. It was only seen in Russia in a very long, narrow format for about 70 or 80 years of Lenin and Gorky. The shape of the photograph never corresponded to any existing negative format, and the reason was that it was in fact retouched from a photograph showing about 30 other people in the picture taken at the Second Congress of the Third International in 1920, and various people like Bukharin, Radek, Leshevich were all wiped out of the photograph as they were wiped out in real life. When I show this photograph to Russians now, they are still absolutely amazed because it was such a famous picture of just being Lenin and Gorky. And now they see 30 people in the picture. They look at me and it's as if they're asking rather quizzically, as if I have added the people in rather than having been taken out.